What do you use Listly for? That's the question I was asked this morning by Keith Bohanna on via Twitter. And that's the one I'd like to answer now in this audio booth. So, but it's specially done for Keith himself, who is on a train travelling to Dublin, I think, from Kilkenny. So if you can hear this on the train, Keith, this is my answer. Well, the question can have two meanings. It could be, what have I used Listly for already? And I'll tell you that in a second. But taking it more colloquially, why on earth would I want Listly to exist? And the answer in a nutshell to that is because I use lists in my normal social life. You know, when I'm going around chatting with people, continuously, lists come into the conversation. They come in conversation like, okay, what are the three things we need to do following this meeting? Let's just get a grip of those three things. I was doing a business plan recently, and thank goodness that's now complete, or at least the first draft complete. And basically I started off with, you know, what are the key questions I have to address in formulating a business plan? And hold on one second, my daughter's just interrupting. Yeah, sorry for the interruption. The business plan was put together on the basis of questions that I had identified. And what I did with the handy thing about Listly is that you can share. You can share these questions. The first list I ever did was a result of a dinner party conversation where we addressed the issue of where would you suggest to somebody they should go in Ireland if they hadn't a clue about Ireland already. So there were several people around the table, and I thought, this is very interesting what all these people are saying. And I thought, I want to hold on to this list and add to it and enrich it and find out why and all that. And Listly allows you to take a list that has come up organically in normal conversation and put it up into a framework where you can add comments to it. People can even vote on the lists. Why would I want to do this? It's more that Listly allows me to express normal life than it's purely a functional thing. I have a this or a that need for it. I've got by without Listly in my life until now. But when Listly came into my life, it suddenly gave me an opportunity to integrate two things. One is normal behaviour, and the other is this social habit of sharing that I have developed and is my way. And it happens to be that my way doesn't happen in a vacuum. It happens at a time. And, you know, you, Keith, are sharing stuff yourself. You're a very great sharer of links and ideas. And so you understand what it's like to have an impulse to share. So Listly... Now, I can tell you, functionally, Listly enables me to take all of the stories I've worked up with my daughter, Grace, curate them together and put them into a single blog post in which the reader doesn't have to leave the blog post and can listen to every one of the 31 episodes of a particular story that I've got in Audioboo. So it also enables me to go back and to curate all of the 1,200 Audioboos that I already have and put them together into blog posts. I mean, that obviously isn't a thing you can do overnight. Look, that's enough for starters. If the thing is, the only thing to do is to just notice during the day today, Keith, how many times lists come up in your conversation with other people. Notice how many times people use lists. They could be anything like from the three things I forgot to do today, the three things I must do tomorrow, to, you know, anything, the best films I've ever seen in my life. Oh yeah, the best wine I had to drink last week. Imagine lists of good bottles of wine, really good, and everybody chipping in their favourite bottle of wine. That would be good fun, I think. But anyway, there we are. I think we are list-making creatures. That's my bottom line.